boyfriend's about to become your ex-boyfriend. Them lonely nights won't be nice, so it's sex toys then. See, he wears the trousers, that's where the deep-held power dwells. Unfortunately, there's no female parallels. It's a man's world, why would we help ourselves? He strolls in, smelling like female shower gels, insulting your intelligence. Asking what's the relevance of the fact you've never seen Radox in his place. He needs a box in his face. You're like, if you're gonna cheat, at least be wary or clever. We did the shopping together, you bought imperial leather. Furthermore, who smells so fresh at 3 p.m? And where's your precious BBM? That phone always seems to be on in front of me, but I can never seem to reach you on it funnily. No, you weren't in the gym, cause where's your gym back? Where's the tension in your muscles, you thin slack? On WhatsApp, you're last seen every 5 minutes until I've got something to say. I'm sick of trying to guess who you're fucking today, who you're tucking away, but see, I'm stuck in a way. Cause I love you to death, but I hate this for the life of me. Why can we not have the most basic of privacy? Why does she have to leave traces that I can see? Why don't you put in any effort when you lie to me? So I don't find scratches on your back. Why is there no dry patches on your back? You barely cream a leg if I don't scream and beg. So tell me, which one of them ratchets on your sack with a mattress and a flat just gave you a massage? You wasn't waved, you wasn't charged, so you definitely remember. I'm making an effort to keep my temper, but I don't know why you're stuttering. Maybe you're choking on a lie you're uttering. But listen, if I find a slut again, I won't cry, I'll cut a skin.
Your shoe fit where it bore.
You know how crazy you sound right now. Apart from lazy, you're downright foul. See, the drama breaks your boredom, you find it kind of life. If your day consisted of more than a minor 9 to 5, you wouldn't stay so twisted and flawed, you would find some kind of drive. Instead of obsessing over having a man to squeeze, coming up with these elaborate fantasies, getting mad at different women. You need to get over your dad and just forgive him. Yeah, I know you had it bad in the beginning, but everyone's dealing with the challenges of living. I know your dad hurt you with his callous disposition and his malice of a villain, but it's not my fault that a gal is within him. If I'm chatting to a gal, this isn't sinning. Hey, why are we having the same conversations that we had in the beginning, a year and a month in? Is my patience not appearing to run thin? Or is it just a problem with your hearing or something? Nah, that's too much disrespect for you. Fuck swallowing pride. How can such a massive prick be so hollow inside? He don't even see this as an issue to attend to. He don't resent you and he won't pretend to. You fight, he leaves, cause that's what men do. Part of you wants to follow his ride, but all hope for tomorrow is died. You kinda wanna catch him dating the next girl, cause you're sick and you're tired of waiting to exhale and set sail for the stress within. You even get selfless and message him after you used to be selfish and mess with him. Hours rolling by. First it's slow replies, now it's no reply. But after a night of violent drama, you would rather just find some kind of karma. A night in shining armor. Now that's when you realized I was golden guy. So you move like a spy, Austin Powers, Goldeneye. Left your girlfriend's place to get yourself some space. You never told a lie, but you never told a why. Don't deny you was coming to my road a lie. Yeah. Tears gave you swollen eyes. Man them on the corner try holler at you, but they see you walk to my door and I know them guys. So their momentary hope in the scope and dies. That's when I open up, arms open wide. Go chat to the man them, alright, go inside. Take off your coat and pride, our eyes coincide. I ask myself, does she really wanna talk? And I find no answer other than it's probable. But if you was with your girls, coming to me to talk about man trouble isn't logical. I get a blanket from the cupboard thinking sod it all. You can't stand it getting smothered and you sob some more. I know you're in a little muddle and it's horrible. That's okay, let's just cuddle in this corridor. Come here. I found you on the verge of disillusion, but you came here in search of a solution. Flesh on your body in perfect distribution. The fact he thinks he's worth it is amusing. Well, he's a player. This nigga's losing. If I was him, I'd be vexed for real. Look at the sex appeal your figure's oozing. And please don't think this is standard customer service. I ain't trying to make you feel flustered and nervous. Even though you're sweet, you ain't just a dessert. Cause without the cake, the custard is worthless. I know it feels good to be understood. And if someone's gotta do it, I'm the one that should. So let me take away the pain. It's never too late to play the game.
And it's never too late to play the game.
then after the screams and tangled legs, the bubble bath and the beans and scrambled eggs, you won't feel bad. How scandalous is this? I'll teach him not to handle his business.
You better be careful what you say to me.
Fucking fool.
'Cause he might turn around on you. You better be careful.